Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the 6th episode of Tender Loving Care? With your hosts, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Every week, Kate and I break down two shows from the TLC network, the name of the network that I believe for the longest time was an acronym for Tender Loving Care. And when I found out that it actually stood for the Learning Channel, and I saw the types of shows that are on that channel, my deep confusion bred this podcast. Each week, Kate and I will randomly select two shows to cover for the next episode by spinning the Wheel of Shame, which has all 113 shows that we will be studying. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Pauline.
So, just want to serve in a better mood this week. Last week was hard for me, and I'm sure it was tricky for our dear listeners as well. Polly was being horrid, but I'm not going to be horrid this week. We have one really exciting show. And I think that, you know, we got through two really tough ones last week. We were rewarded with some great ones this week. So I'm going to be up. I'm going to be great. I think probably now every episode I may have to start with an apology. I think I made the stuff that I said in the previous episode. So just what we'll do is we'll just copy and paste this for every single episode. I just wanted to apologize. So just take this as a general blanket. I apologize for everything I'll ever say on any of these episodes of all of this podcast.
Cover the bases.
Cover all the bases. How are you doing, love?
I'm great. I'm drinking Diet Coke, unfortunately. Not a drop of alcohol in my home
appalling. That's really appalling. I had to make up for last week, because last week it was bare bones. I was doing kombucha and I was doing gin. I mean, I just needed something to get through. So it was what were we saying, it heals the gut, rots the liver. Like that was a combo I was going for this week. So this week I do have some red wine, a good healthy pour, as we would say, a good healthy pour. So I need it for, I need it always, but especially today is celebrating these great shows. So we should just get into them. Do you want to remind everyone, Kate, what we got on the Wheel of Shame last week?
Yes. So last week we spun the Wheel of Shame, and the first show that we'll be talking about is a spinoff show called Big Holidays with the Little Couple. And there's not really a synopsis for the special, the spinoff, but the overview of the show that led to the spinoff I will read right now.
Okay.
This series follows Bill Klein, a successful businessman, and Dr. Jen Arnold, a Neonatologist.
Whoa, that's a $5 word. All right, let's stop.
Didn't prep for that one. A doctor. As they embark on their life together. Both under 4 feet tall, Bill and Jen face not only the struggles of two little people in a world built for folks of average size, but they also move to a new city, buy a home, and start a family, which eventually involves the couple adopting a boy from China and a girl from India.
Okay. Now, were you aware of this program before with this couple?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't watched it, but they're very famous. The show's been on for 10 years or something. A long time.
Jeez,
10 seasons.
It has? Oh my God, I didn't realize it wasn't that long. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because the kids are like 11 years old now and they're babies in this.
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of the same with you. I'd never watched like a full episode, but I knew who they were. They are two little people. I knew that they had tried to have children, but they. What happened with that?
I actually just watched. I went on a little YouTube deep dive. I wanted to learn more about this family. So, yes, this couple. It's very sad. They had a surrogate because Dr. Jen is unable to have children, mm-hmm. and the surrogate ended up miscarrying.
So it was
a sad deal.
Okay.
And then they eventually decided on adoption.
Mm. Okay. And they have two children total now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Well, for the listeners, I can't remember, Kate, if we said it last week, but this show, once again, scrubbed from the TLC website. So because this was a spin-off as well, and I don't know how we're going to... I mean, The Wheel of Shame has like 100... It is 113 shows, and growing, by the way.
And growing.
Because TLC keeps shoveling the shit out, and we have to add it to The Wheel of Shame. Otherwise, we're not doing justice in this podcast. So... Once again, I would like to remind everyone, thanks for sticking with us on this, because this podcast will never end. It will keep going around and around like that Wheel of Shame. The shows just keep getting added. And this was a spin-off, and we have a ton of spin-offs on the Wheel of Shame. So I don't know how we're going to cope with all of them. But Kate and I now have to check, because like this one and one that we had before, stuff just gets taken off the TLC website, so we can't even find it. So Kate and I ended up just finding little bits on YouTube that was mm-hmm. About what is it, the actual title of this? You just said it was Holidays.
Big Holidays with the Little Couple.
That's it, Big Holidays, yeah. So in total, we probably watched like, I don't know, like 20 minutes or something, and it was overview of, well, Kate, what was it an overview of?
It was an overview of this family celebrating the holidays. It
pretty
felt
succinctly,
like,
yes.
This spinoff felt like I was watching pleasant yet boring home videos of a very nice family.
Yeah. I mean, it starts off with, I mean, we could really sum it all up. It's just like a husband and wife and the two kids, and it's Christmas, and they decorate a tree, and they see Santa and snow. End of story. But we just break it down. I mean, when it starts, and like I say, Kate and I aren't watching full episodes, so these were all little bits and bobs here. But you have Zoe is a child, Bill and Jen, mm-hmm. parents, and then Will is the son. And it starts off with just screaming children. Zoe was screaming because she saw Jen's dad dressed up as Santa. And you know how I am with it, Kate. I mean, children screaming is in par for me with men with long fingernails. You know I don't do well with that. It's not something I appreciate. It really is hard for me. So I was like, oh,
okay.
God, is this what we're watching?
No. She was at an age, you know, babies go through their stages. And she was at kind of whiny age.
Don't care. So then we literally just watch... I mean, you know, Kate and I kind of struggle. Like I say, we never talk about these shows before. We always say hashtag save it for the poddy if we start accidentally discussing what we've watched. But there isn't a huge amount to talk about. It was them.
They go sledding.
Yeah.
They're experiencing all of the classic holiday things. I saw one clip where I think it must be around Halloween or something. They go on a hayride.
Oh, I thought it was Halloween, and it wasn't. I wrote down Halloween hayride because they're like, we're going on a hayride. And then, of course, one of the kids starts screaming, which I'm just like, is this what the show is? But it wasn't. They were going to see Christmas decorations or something. I don't know. And then, I mean, it was just, I just watched it and I thought, you know, maybe we just don't get the people that we evidently don't get the people that these are geared towards.
We're not the intended audience.
We really
aren't.
I mean, that's clear. But I mean, I guess maybe people watched this couple over, like you say, a decade, and they're super invested with them. And so they will watch like a whole season. Or maybe it's like specials. I don't know what it was. Just with them decorating a tree. I mean, I just can't imagine sitting down on the sofa and spending time watching this. This isn't a show. This isn't entertainment. Like you say, you accurately stated, it was like a home video. It's just... Mm-hmm.
Nothing exciting is happening. It's literally just a pleasant family enjoying the holidays.
But there...
Yeah,
go ahead.
In my YouTube deep dive, I came across this video that said, the title was "The Truth About the Little Couples, Dr. Jen Arnold."
Tell me there's a scandal.
Obviously, I clicked
on
it.
Come on, tell me there's a scandal, Kay.
No, it was just clickbait because the whole thing was talking about how awesome she is.
Boring. Okay, well,
647,000 views on this video.
What?
And what I found, I brought this video up because she talks about how they are so famous and people connect with them so much and feel like they know them that they have people come to their front door.
What?
People will come to their front door, knock on their door, and be like, "Hey, Dr. Jen, big fan."
Oh, that's horrible. That is so, really... Hang on, they're that famous?
They're really popular. And they're great people. They're really good parents. Just want to say, yeah, and they've been through a lot. She had cancer at one point.
Yeah,
she beat it.
Yeah.
So it's been a journey. I think they're... If you watch the original show and not the spinoff, there's probably more structured storylines happening. I would imagine more so than this holiday thing.
Yeah.
So I can see why people are invested in them, but personally, I didn't find it to be gripping at all. I was just like, oh, well, they're great, nice parents and cute kids.
This is something that is interesting for us to chat about with TLC because, you know, Kate and I obviously, and we should probably put a disclaimer as well as my apology at the beginning of every show, that, you know, we are here obviously because we like the spectacle of everything, right? But we also are seriously trying to figure out if this learning channel, as it's called, does teach anyone anything, or is it exploiting people at their worst periods of time? Are they, you know, what is it? So that's, you're always going to find that out with our rating, our £600 of learning at the end of every show that we discuss. But I think for this one, I just don't understand, I guess, a lot about viewership and how a show like this gets made. And they put it out there, like this spin-off I'm talking about, and knowing that they're so popular, they're going to get that much viewership from it. And you're talking about some random YouTube video has over half a million views.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is real stardom like then? How, you know, what's going on with real stars? Like, if that's, I don't know, it really just blows
they have to
me
they
away.
Have to set these they what happens with quote unquote real celebrities or more well-known celebrities, household names, is they set a boundary and then people think they're an asshole, but actually they're just trying to live their lives. Like Justin Bieber at one point had to announce on Instagram that he's no longer taking photos with fans because he feels like a zoo animal, because everywhere he goes he's eating lunch and people are just Gross. Standing there filming him. And
I guess so. I mean, I guess you...
And then yeah. Dr. Jen has people coming to her front door where she lives, strangers.
I mean, they both have fantastic jobs. She's a doctor. I'm not sure what the husband does because I haven't watched the series. I just watched these little clips. But they sold... But what I said to Kate is we were kind of going through all these clips on YouTube and I was like, look, there's one, and it's not the one that Kate mentioned because you know Kate does serious research after it. I do the bare minimum of watching these shows. Kate will go to those lengths, such as going on starcasm.net or what are the, you know, these great resources for news. Daily Mail, if we ever get there. But, you know, a lot of it is Radar Online and Below. But she finds out a lot of research. So she found that YouTube video on her own, but I had found this one that was literally just underneath the clips that we were watching.
This was bizarre.
It was bizarro. So this was, I thought that it was like a sanctioned TLC, what are Dr. Jen and Bill doing now? So I said to Kate, once again, it's because I don't read anything properly or research. I was like, oh, Kate, let's just watch this to find out what they're doing in 2022. So I click on it and it is some fucked up, weirdo, computerized voice. Hello, you are now watching updates on Dr. Jen Arnold. And it was about 4 minutes, and it was that computerized voice the entire time, just talking about they sold their house for $3.9 million. They then moved to Florida. And it's given, like, it was basically like a stalker had put on this computerized voice to just list where they were living now. And it kind of circles back to what you were saying. This is probably the person that's turning up at the door of Dr. Jen and saying, I love you, whoever created this YouTube video, because I was deeply unsettled watching it.
It was very specific. It was like, well, like you said, they sold their house for $3.8 million, mm-hmm. making a profit of $1.8 million. I was like, why does that matter? Who cares? How do you know that?
I know.
It was so strange.
And you know what? That probably got hundreds of thousands of views. So I've decided I'm gonna make my announcement now. I'm gonna quit the potty. I'm gonna start making YouTube videos in a computerized voice about people on TLC instead. Because evidently they're doing very well for their viewership. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just...
I mean, bless them. I got, you know, yeah, whatever. It's like...
sure. Bless that computerized stalker's voice. But
just never want to watch that again.
No, I was... yeah, it was kind of dark. But the one thing that we got out of the 20 minutes of these little clips, I don't know if you noticed this. I thought this was really fucking harsh. So they were talking about how they do something every year that when they're decorating the tree, they... Bill was saying, you know, it was always me and my brothers were trying to figure out who was able to put the star on the tree that year. So my parents mm-hmm. would put our names in like a bag and then we'd pick out. And if our names, you know, if we picked out the star, we were the one that would put the star on the tree. So they decided to do that for Zoe and Will. And you see them pick out these pieces of paper and Will opens it and he has a star and they're going, oh, fantastic, that's great. And Dr. Jen is like behind them and they go and she goes, okay, Zoe, what did you get? And she opens up the piece of paper and her dad had just written on it, better luck next year. And so Dr. Jen just reads out, better luck next year. And I was waiting for bitch on the end of it. I thought it was going to come. I was going to be super excited that something had happened in this show. But alas, I added the bitch at the end of it.
Well, Amy Slayton would say that to her kid, probably.
Of course. But unfortunately, this was not the Slayton sisters. So, no. I mean, I don't know if I have any more. For once, I don't think I have anything else to say about this. Do you, Kate?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, so pounds of learning, where do you even go with this? What are you going to give it?
I mean, I feel bad because I haven't seen
proper
show.
Don't feel bad. It's fine. we're not here to, us and our listeners are not here to feel good. So don't worry about it.
I'll give it 50. I'll give it 50 pounds of learning.
That's great. Because you learned that Dr. Jen probably said bitch under her voice, under her breath. I will give it, I don't know, 2. I mean, I learned that.
2?
Yeah, I learned that the Bill's parents used to, like, put their names in a hat. I don't know. That's all I'm giving it. 2 pounds. 2 out of 600 pounds of learning. I learned nothing, wasted my time, but I did appreciate finding out where they live due to that weird stalker computerized voice.
Ice cold.
Hello, it's Pauline here, and I am jumping into the middle of the convo very quickly to first of all thank you all for listening and supporting us on our podcast journey so far. And to let you know, we have a new segment we're preparing for ongoing poddy episodes. We have a call to action to anyone listening that can become one of our agents in the field. In future episodes, we will be including stories and tales sent in by you, our dear listeners, to give us the inside scoop. If you or anyone you know of has been on a TLC show, worked on a TLC show, has been a long-suffering PA on a TLC show, or has just any kind of insight and knowledge of what goes on behind the scenes, we want to hear from you. All submissions will be kept completely anonymous. Just email us at tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. You're amazing, and back to the show.
We obviously pick 2 shows each week, Kate.
And yes, we do.
Unless we pick a biggie. Now, a biggie for us is when we started this, we were blessed very early on because we got a biggie. We got 100 pound sisters. And they're 100,000 pound sisters. Sorry. Sorry. That's the LA version. 100 pound sisters.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, 1,000 pound sisters. And that was Kate's, like, mecca. And we did a full episode, obviously dedicated to that. Because that, you know, a level of that type of show, it needs one episode dedicated to it. And when we get to Darcy and when we get to the twins, Darcy and Stace, we know that's going to be one
full episode. But yeah.
We have so just their necks alone, we have to discuss for a good length of time. So there's a lot to talk about with them. So this one, however, you know, I was, you probably heard last episode, I was extremely excited when the Wheel of Shame picked out this one because I was looking forward to it a lot because I'd already seen it, or I thought I'd already seen it. So I got super excited about it, and I love her, the star of this documentary. I use that loosely. And so I was excited. So we're going to move on to it now. Our second show that the Wheel of Shame selected for us last week was actually also about a little person. And it was called, the show was The World's Smallest Woman, Meet Jyoti. And the synopsis was described as, hang on, I've written down how to pronounce her name because I always say Jyoti, but it's not Jyoti. It's Jyoti. Jyoti. That's Jyoti Amge. Jyoti. Okay. So it says 26-year-old Jyoti Amge, that's how you pronounce it, Jyoti Amge is the smallest woman in the world at 24 inches tall and a mere 12 pounds. I'm doing a lot of dramatic pauses here because I just want that to sink in. Jyoti is in the US for work and to explore American culture. She also hopes to find a doctor for a serious health issue, her 2 broken legs. So when this came up, by the way, I love how that was just thrown at the end, at the bottom, like in the synopsis, serious health issue, colon, her 2 broken legs. Yeah. I thought this was, and as Jyoti says in the show, this was a spin-off as well. Not a spin-off. This was just a one-off. It was like 42 minutes, this one. I thought it was, I've watched, there's been a ton of documentaries about her. And I think if you see Jyoti, you'd probably recognize her. She was an American Horror Story. So a lot of American Horror Story freak show. A lot of people know her from that. Or maybe
she's famous.
She's really big.
She's literally famous. Yeah.
And so I had watched a documentary before, and it made me fall in love with her. It showed her hometown, where she was from, how she was raised, her parents who were just a dream, her sisters who were so protective, and a brother, all these people around her that love her so much and tell her story, and her health issues, which really are really, really hard, and the challenges she'd faced, and then who she is as a person, which is, she's just so beautiful, and she's magnetic. Like, you just want to be around her. Like, I love her. I love who she is. I love her wit, her charisma. As you can see, I'm absolutely obsessed with her. But I watched that documentary, and I thought, God, you see what she's overcome, and who her parents mm-hmm. are, and what they've done for her, and how this, that, you can't even imagine what her life must be, and her physical perspective of the world, of being 24 inches tall. So when this came up, I was like, awesome, I've already watched it, I'll see it. Then I realized I'm watching something on TLC. It was not the documentary I thought it was.
No.
When I say I cried pretty much the entire episode, I did. I cried with joy, empathy, love, and anger. I cried in anger, joy, empathy, and love. The whole spectrum.
You really went through it.
Kate, it was really tough for me this week. But you know what? I'm not taking it to the listeners. I'm, as I said, I'm going to be light and bright this week. Light and bright.
I mean, it's not a bridal show, so.
So anything is better. Anything.
But no. She was a joy to watch. It's one of those things that I got almost all the way through before the memory was unlocked that mm-hmm. I think I've seen it years ago.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't realize I had seen it, but it seemed so familiar by the end of it. I think I have, but
yeah.
Let's get into it. I mean,
okay. So it starts off with, as I said, I thought I knew what I was going to see. I thought it was going to start off in her hometown. She's from India, but it didn't, as it says in the description. And that it's TLC. It opens with her in Pittsburgh. Now, I don't know anything about Pittsburgh at all, but all I think of are factories, steel making factories. Is that correct?
I don't know. I've never been to Pittsburgh. That's kind of what I picture too.
Okay.
Industrial sort of vibes.
Exactly. I want to also emphasize again, which I will probably do 1,000 times through this, at this point, and this is, I don't know, Kate, do you know what year this was made in this TLC show? Do you have
it?
No, I didn't.
She'd been on American Horror Story already.
Which was probably 5 years ago, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's
probably
few years
something
old.
Like that. She, at this time when they're filming her in, once again, Pittsburgh, she's 26 years old, okay, 24 inches tall, as we said, and she weighs 12 pounds. And for me to put that in perspective, I have, dare I say, an absolutely stunning dreamboat love of my life, Pomeranian.
Kitten.
And his name is Kitten, yeah. And he weighs 17 pounds. So mm-hmm. I was thinking, she weighs less than my Pomeranian. Like, it was mm-hmm. just mind-blowing to think, really, of the scope of her experience in life being that tiny and just constantly being looked at as a baby, which we'll get into.
Yes.
But when I put it in perspective of holding Kitten, once again, my dreamboat, love of my life, stunning Pomeranian, at 17 pounds and just being like, whoa. So the theme in a lot of this is, Kate, did you notice the music that some numbnut chose for this show? It was
no.
the most, okay, oh, I'll get into it. You know what, I even wrote down the lyrics. So we start off Pittsburgh, 26 years old, Jyoti, mm-hmm. and it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like this really awkward, weird music.
We're in Pittsburgh, the city of dreams.
Yeah, it's like, what? And it's all dark, yeah. and she's in some person's, like, house in the suburbs. And you see that she is, so it kind of gives you an overview of, you know, she's here to see America. Da 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 da, Pittsburgh. Da 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 da. And then in suburbia. Da 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 da, Jyoti. And then it's like, but she's also going to be going to see a doctor. And then it goes, duh, you know, you get the darker music. She gets, you have interviews with her. And then you have, she's in this house in Pittsburgh because there are two gentlemen named Tim and James. They're from Pittsburgh. They're husbands and they are her managers.
Yes.
Now, Kate, do you, as I said, you do the work for this show. Do you know if they have any ounce of qualifications to be a talent agent / manager?
Ooh, I should have.
Just say no. Just say no, because we all know the answer is no.
No, probably not.
No.
I mean, why are they in Pittsburgh?
Okay. Hell, yes. That kind of answers everything. Pittsburgh is the answer to every question you're going to have about this show. So, I mean, you meet these two guys that are living in this really ordinary house, as I say, suburbia in Pittsburgh. And they're in the kitchen and they're like, hi, we're Tim and James. We're Jyoti's managers. Mm-hmm. And then they describe it as, we saw her on American Horror Story and we became her managers. No further explanation. None. Now, there is something deeply unsettling about that, because you, to be a talent manager, and she was on a very, very big show on Fox. It's Fox or FX, I don't know what it is. American Horror Story, huge show. She was union and she would have had an agent. Who are these random dudes? So I instantly got turned off, instantly, by them. I thought, these are a pair of crooks. In my opinion, that is not that is not slander, because it's just my opinion.
But she loves them. She says she considers them to be her friends. They go out together. It's very interesting.
Tim and James come across as people that, I can tell you, talent managers is not their full-time job, especially not in Pittsburgh. They don't talk about any experience, how they met her, apart from we saw her on the show. And I just had this dark feeling, and once again, I may not be correct, even though I always think I'm right, that they just fell in love with her and approached her through social media or somewhere and said, we'll be your managers. Come to Pittsburgh. Come to the bright lights of Steel City, Pittsburgh, and we'll make you even a bigger star. I don't know what she's done since American Horror Story, so I don't think Tim and James are doing their job, but... So we see her in this house and she's waking up and it's talking about, kind of giving an overview of her. She was 3 pounds at birth and she's, you know, one of six. There's four of the she's in America with her mum and dad and her sister. And she's there for, obviously, the American doctor. But also she says to see all the most famous places in America. She does only stay in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Not exactly the mecca for becoming
successful
actor.
All four managers. And so you see, it kind of opens with that, right, in this house. And then they go into the kitchen and it's like, oh, we're making breakfast.
Oh, so I don't think we said they're staying with the managers.
Right.
They're in the manager's spare bedroom for their stay.
Literally, yeah. And you see her getting woken up, and then she's in the, you know, and she does describe kind of how her mum has to help her with different things, obviously. And she's 26 years old, but because she's so tiny, you know, they have to help bathe her and take her to the bathroom and teeth. And obviously I just start crying at everything, because, you know, Jyoti is a grown woman, and she, even though she doesn't describe it like this, that feeling, she's so trapped within an image of something that is exact opposite of her. You know, she's in the body of a young baby. I mean, it's not even a toddler, it's like a baby. So you see her, and her mum and dad just seem, and I know I've watched the previous documentaries as well, seem so loving and so kind, mm-hmm. and just so protective, and she's this wonderful family, which makes me really, really happy. And they're by no means like coming to America and selling her out or any of that thing that you'd fear.
She has a really, yeah, really great support system around her. That was comforting to know.
I know. Especially when she's living with Tim and James. So they bring her into the kitchen, and they start saying, they have a translator because Jyoti speaks, I think she speaks a little bit of English, but I don't think the rest mm-hmm. of the family don't speak that much. So they have a translator who looks exhausted, by the way, because you know TLC was like constantly forcing all these questions on her. Everything in this is so fucking staged as well. It really got to me. Bad. It was like classic TLC. You know what this was? And I'm going to get a little bit heated. Just a warning, a little bit heated. This was TLC at its worst. When we talk, I don't want to use the E word. And the E word is, I don't want to say exploitation, but it was so gross what they focused on and what they should have focused on. Do you get that?
It fell off.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, we'll get to it, but the bowling alley, scenes didn't do her justice.
They really didn't. She has a phenomenal story, and she was talking about how, you know, when she was born and she was so small that they didn't think she was going to live. They took her to the parents took her to all the doctors that they could. You know, older generations think she's a form of a goddess, like all of these mm-hmm. amazing stories. And this fact that she wanted to be an actress, she just at eight she was in a music video and she was like, I just wanted to be an actress, I know I wanted to do it. And then we go to, you know, this stage scene in the kitchen of Tim and James were like, what do you want to do today? We're going to take you shopping for a dress. And it was all really gross and it didn't feel right. Nothing felt settled or okay about any of that.
They go to the store, to the kids' store, and they have this sales associate come up, and she was so incredibly awkward about it. I thought,
I know it was it definitely wasn't a PA this time. It was someone that actually worked there, and some fucking producer said, listen, get in there and just be like, oh, how old are you, what size do you want? And I was like, I can't. But we gotta jump to the beginning of this scene, Kate.
Okay,
and I'm gonna talk about the music. So they're going, we're taking you shopping. So they're walking down some godforsaken, once again, everyone please forgive me if you are from Pittsburgh, some godforsaken street in some, I don't even know if it was in the city or is in a suburb. There was like nobody there. Exceptionally unclear. And you see them walking. Now we have Tim and James, and then we have someone that's very, very tall that is carrying Jyoti. And then this is where the music comes in. So you see them walking down this street, and the music, and I had subtitles on so I could get the lyrics. These
oh my god.
Okay. And these are the lyrics, and this is the kind of attitude that this song was, right? And by the way, it's completely gloomy and dark. And listen, I'm from England, I can say that. It was gloomy and dark. And it's a very ordinary, weird little street in some offshoot of Pittsburgh. And the lyrics were, you made the first move. You took me out all night. We live like we could live forever. It was so uncomfortable, awkward. I have no idea. It was like, you made the first move. Like, what are you talking about?
That sounds like Vanderpump Rules transition music.
That's what it was, the transition music of Vanderpump Rules. It was these random people, random musicians who I'm sure are very talented in their own right, but you know, they get their stuff like sold to these to be used on reality TV shows.
Right.
And it was just, the lyrics were, you made the first move. You took me out all night. We live like we could live forever. Now, can you explain how that fits in to the scene that we're looking at? It doesn't, Kate. It doesn't. It was
They're at a baby / toddler clothing store.
And
those are the lyrics.
Those are the lyrics. You make the first move. You tick me out all night. It was horrible. And then we see who she's with. So the taller woman that they're with, and I'm like, this is just so, you've got to stop, TLC. Like, you're just embarrassing yourself at this point, is Erica Amazon Eve Irvin, who is 6'8". I'm sorry, did she just pop in to Tim and James's house, or is this a standard that they had to show the comparison of someone that was 6'8" to Jyoti, who's 24 inches tall? It was so gross.
It was
gross.
Very, look how tall she is, look how short she is. It was like,
I really didn't like it, Kate. Opposites. I really hate it. It would have been fine if they'd set it up with, this is a woman that you know, is one of the tallest women in the Guinness Book of Records, and this is the smallest, and let's see their difference in shopping experience. But it isn't. It's just gratuitous, and let's just focus on how tiny Jyoti actually is. And I hated it. I really didn't like it. I'm getting heated.
Don't they say that they were co-stars on American Horror Story? Isn't that the connection they say they have?
Okay, yep, shit, I might actually have to take back how heated I am now. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, you're right. It was a connection.
So I think they, they knew each other.
Kate, stop exposing me. Let me have my rage. Let me have my rage.
And her friend does say something nice where she's like, I feel like I can connect to Jyoti because we both know what it's like to live this experience,
yes,
where, you know, everyone's looking at you and you're different.
Yeah.
So okay, they had that connection.
Fine. Yes. Okay. But still, it was...
Just watching the scene and how they did it all was, yeah.
And as you say, they're going into the shop and you see Erica say to Jyoti, oh, we're looking at clothes, and they're like, so what size are you? And Jyoti goes, 3 months.
Yep.
And it was just a pause. And then that awkward sales assistant comes over. And it's all just like, TLC, like, can you not do anything slightly, just make it a little bit smoother, please? Because it was just like, Jyoti's story is so, so interesting and fascinating. And she is such a spark of radiant joy and love that let's focus on her and her story, because the interviews with her were great. They'd cut away with her interviews and she would talk about, you know, there's lots of things I'd want to do. And of course I started crying as well when she was saying the whole world is above me, literally, when mm-hmm. I'm walking around. And she said, when I was in school, I used to watch other people play and I couldn't play because everyone was so scared. And I was like, right, it's someone.
It was so sad.
It was so hard. And then when they're in this store, you know, they're walking around and pretending to, like, you know, get her clothes. And then both this Tim and James are stood in front of the dressing rooms having her come out and parade. And all I could think of was, I'm just going to say it, JonBenet. It was like two parents at a pageant. I mean, Toddlers and Tiaras, is that on the Wheel of Shame? Is that TLC? Oh shit, it probably is, actually. Oh fuck, we're gonna have to watch probably. Toddlers and Tiaras. But that's what it felt like. And
I was not expecting that to come out of your mouth.
It was, and it was like they were like applauding her when she came out, and it was so patronizing. And I stopped patronizing her. Or, you know, you're supposed to be her managers, you're supposed to be standing up for her, and anytime anyone wants a photo, like, you're lapping it up. Like, just, I know you want to be big shots in your suburbia somewhere on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, wherever the fuck you live, but just leave Jyoti out of it. I didn't like it, Kate. I didn't like it at all.
I mean, I'm not that much older than she is in this documentary, so I just can't imagine a few years ago, 4 years ago, someone talking to me like that.
They like, didn't...
Oh, that jacket is really cute!
And you know, you're right, because here's the thing as well. Even if we think that... Even if, you know, someone can come back to us and say, you know what, they weren't treating her like that. It may have come off like that, they weren't. But we can get down to how they were speaking to her. They somewhat, not very intensely, but they somewhat say, you know, we... So Tim and James, I mean, you may say it's like their words can just be misconstrued a little bit, possibly, or their actions can be. But they protest so much, you know, she is a woman and we have to, you know, we don't, she's the one that keeps saying, I'm not a baby, not a baby, don't treat me that way. And they're saying we protect her, we're her friends. But she comes out of that dressing room dressed up and it's as though they're viewing a little dolly. That's what it was like to me. Mm-hmm. And they have a little purse for her and she's holding the purse and she looks cute and she wants something semi-grown up because she's a 26-year-old woman. She doesn't want to be in frills and toddlers and tiaras stuff. And even though James and Tim would like that a lot, but they go, oh, here's your phone, her cell phone, put it in your purse. And she puts it in there and one of them is like, oh, she loves to call the boys. And it's like, she's not a child, stop it.
I really disliked how many times they said, oh, she loves the boys, she's boy crazy.
It's so great. It was, and that's something you'd say to like maybe a little girl, or like, which is so stupid and ridiculous anyway now, but it was as they, I don't believe for a second that those two treated her how she wants to be treated. And you know, they have this whole fashion show thing and they're like, we're going to take her out, and they're talking to her like this, and then you see she has to sit down because we then get to the story of what happened to her. Oh god, and I was just a mess. I was a mess because I just love her so much. I really do.
Yeah, it's a tough story. So her family was on vacation, and it was winter time. There was snow. Her dad was carrying her, as they do a lot of the time. And he slipped and fell in the snow, and her legs got twisted and fractured in several places, and they haven't ever really healed.
Yeah, so she's been walking on fractures in both her legs for 10 years, just with these little like braces on her feet. And she can really only walk for 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, the excruciating pain this woman must be in. And she still is so upbeat. She is so positive. She is just this ray of light. And you see her in the store and she's like, oh, I need to sit down. And then her sister's there straight away looking after her. It's like, you need to rest. She's like, yeah, I do. And that's what we should have focused on. Her courage, her bravery, her community and her family and how much they support her and how much she loves them. And her, you know, I thought this was also going to be about, you know, Tim and James making her a star, because that's what she wants to do. She wants to be an actor. But no, there was none of that.
I almost felt like this was going to be a show and then they decided to just make it a one-off later on.
And that's very telling about how this ends, which we'll get to. But I think you've picked up on that. I think that's really true. Who knows what happened? There could have been anything to do with maybe visas, or who knows what it was with coming from another country, or like just somebody didn't sign off on it or something. But you're right. It looked like this was, that's a really good point. I didn't think of that when,
because this, if this was the intro episode to a whole season telling her story, I think I would, I mean, there were still obviously parts that I really disliked about how she was talked to and everything, but it would make more sense to me that there's so much more to unfold and talk about. So yeah, we'll get to the ending.
Yeah, that, you know what, that makes me forgive it a little bit if it was like that. Because if they had the intention of going into everything, but instead they just shoved out this 42 minutes of fluff. There was no substance into who this woman is and her life. And I really hated that. So we see her, they do the shopping scene and it's a bunch of bullshit. And then they tell the story of, as Kate, as you said, about the snow, which just made me just want to cry. I mean, I was a mess watching this. I just wanted to protect her. Even though she's a great family that definitely protects her, I didn't like these two. I'm not saying that Tim and James had these horribly bad intentions, but they weren't what they were supposed to be for her. They were supposed to be, if she needs a manager, she needs a proper talent manager who knows how to cast her in something. They need to be a protector. And everywhere she, like, oh, Jyoti, is it okay if they take your photo? I just got a real horrible feeling off them. I'm not alone in this, right?
I mean, I didn't watch them and think that they were creeps. But I did watch...
Sorry, I really did. I didn't like it.
I didn't find them to be super creepy, but I found them to be useless as managers. I was like, what are they doing for her? Why are they in Pittsburgh?
That's fair.
How are they so close with the family to have them stay with them? I guess... there's a lot we don't know about the relationship, I suppose, but...
And you're right, maybe that was going to be explored a lot later down the line, but you just don't... This goes on to the next scene. So they go to a grocery store because Jyoti talks about how much she loves, like, American grocery stores and how different they are and how much, like, the food, and she loves potato chips. And they were like, oh, we're going to get... You know, she just loves kind of seeing it all because it's all kind of new for her. So... Mm-hmm. They take her there, and this is what I didn't like. If I hadn't already turned on Tim, on the managers, this is when I was turning. So they're doing their cutaway interview, and Tim and James are like, oh, Jyoti, quote, she finds the right time to always embarrass us. Ha ha ha. Like, she was this cheeky little scamp of a child, and it cuts to this setup scene where Jyoti, like, throws down some paper towels or something. And it's like they were talking about their young daughter. And I was like, enough.
Yeah.
Enough of this. This isn't cutesy. This is a 26-year-old woman. Let's keep emphasizing that. Because you're doing exactly what she doesn't want. And I hate it.
Right. You're right. I think at times I forgot just how insulting that is.
It's deeply insulting.
Because she is very small and she does have a... very high voice that you can forget, but as someone who's close to her and knows her very well, as they supposedly do, you would think that they would,
that's not how she'd want to be spoken,
not about. Speak well, to her,
she,
like that.
Yeah, they're not. I think they just felt like she, okay, I'm gonna edit myself somewhat, let's move on. So they're at the grocery store and it's all these setup scenes and it's TLC. Come on, guys, you've been around long enough. You can figure out a way that it doesn't look, everything doesn't look so staged. You know, you have someone come over with a baby that's the same size as Jyoti and they say, it's just like, enough. Like, oh, God, Kate, I need a sip of wine. Excuse me a second. I'm getting very
upset. I'm going to sip my Diet Coke.
Oh, God. I just don't like it.
Yeah, every scene was very much of put together fake little moment of look how small she is.
Yeah, and you know what would be so interesting? They could have done a 42-minute, like this other documentary I watched, where I don't know where that was from that I watched it, but it was 42 minutes of exploring her story. It was just interviewing her. It was just interviewing her family, talking about her struggles, talking about her, what her ambitions are, things she's overcome, who her family unit is, who her friends are. And this, then it goes like the grocery store, then it goes on to the bowling. Are we oh no, you know what I need
no,
to add
the
about
pizza.
The grocery, oh the pizza, no before, yeah sorry, before the pizza, but the grocery store at the end of it, this was another thing at the end of the grocery store, they pick, by the way, this wasn't like a Ralph's or a Pavilions or, I mean, God forbid, a Bristol Farms. It was nothing like that. It was some Bobo grocery store that was probably the only place that they could get to sign off to film in. It was really strange.
It was like a Piggly Wiggly or something.
I have heard that there are places that you can buy food called Piggly Wiggly in America, and I Where is that, Kate?
State? I own Piggly Wiggly merch because I went on a vacation with my friends. We got an Airbnb and there was a Piggly Wiggly in the town.
What state?
Where were we? What was it, like Wisconsin or something? It's like Midwest somewhere.
It's Midwest. Piggly Wiggly. Wow.
I wear it all the time. It's a bright orange sweatshirt with a black outline of a pig on it. And on the front it says Piggly and on the back it says Wiggly.
Somebody please email us some way that I, or just, you know what? I am having such a hard time with this episode. I think as a reward, someone listening needs to buy me some Piggly Wiggly merch.
Because it's top notch. It is top of the line merch. It's really awesome merch.
Okay, email us, DM us, do whatever you have to do. Because I will send you my home address. I will. Because I need to get some Piggly Wiggly. I just heard of it. And my English senses were... spiked, should I say, at a store called Piggly Wiggly.
Just doesn't can't. Get much more
American than
Midwestern
there.
Yeah,
oh, it's outstanding. But anyway, this was not Piggly Wiggly, but it was some Bobo grocery store. And yeah, this Tim or James, who knows, because both of them, quoting my beautiful friend, described their faces as functional. Like when she, you know, getting it from my beautiful friend who is listening, hopefully, and if she's not listening, then she's a dick. But back in England, you know who you are. You did the best description of saying someone has a functional face. Tim and James had functional faces. Couldn't tell them apart. Couldn't pick them out of a lineup. And that one of them picked Jyoti up and put her, I shit you not, put her on the conveyor belt thing that you put your groceries on.
Yeah.
I
hated this.
I hated it too. And then the woman that was working at the Bobo Piggly Wiggly got her scanner and was like, zoop, like pretended to scan her.
Ugh.
This is every not moment how you're of supposed her life. To treat her.
No.
Oh, God. I need some Piggly Wiggly merch to calm me down. I'm very upset right now. And she was, you know, you'd cut away to her interviews and Jyoti's so upbeat. She's very confident as well. She said that she was, you know, her parents were so protective of her when she was younger that she was around 7 or 8 when she was taken out into crowds. And she said the attention she got, she actually loved it. And she said, it does build my confidence. Mm-hmm. But there's respect there. But with this wasn't respect. Don't put her on a conveyor belt on her back and have some person scared. Kate, you need to take over about the pizza place. I need a second, please.
Okay, so they have their grocery store run. And then this was a big deal for her because, according to her, this is her first time going out at night.
Yeah.
She says that she's not allowed to go out at night back in India, but here in the US she can.
Well, it was because she says you can't, you know, I wouldn't be able to go out without my mum and dad. And you know, she's so astute. Just to say as well on a side note, she said in some of her interviews, and you know, she's very witty, she's an intelligent woman and she's astute, and she was saying, you know, there's two lives. This was very interesting because there's two lives in India for women. It's you follow your life before you're married when you're following your parents' rules, and your life after you're married and you follow your husband's rules. And she says, I don't want that. She was amazing.
She is incredible. Yeah. So anyways, they're going to this pizza place. It's her sister, Tim and James, of course, hangers on. And they go to a pizza place and they order this the biggest extra large pizza they can get.
Of course.
And she's like, why do they make such a big pizza? And then they have these shots of her holding up the slice of pizza next to her body. And then she puts her face into a drink, into a cup, like a to-go cup.
Mm-hmm.
And It was. I don't know. She tries the pizza. It was just another scene of.
It was another scene, and I think that there was that was gratuitous with her holding the pizza slice up. But she, I thought this is where you show she's got a great sense of humor. She goes, look, she goes, if I drink out of this cup, you can't see my face anymore. And she was like roaring with laughter. Like,
yeah, you're right. It was her being silly.
That was her being silly. But she sits down with her sister, as you say. And then, of course, the photos, the woman comes over and goes, oh, you know, she recognized her from American Horror Story, which I liked. It was like recognizing her as being an actor, which she is, and was in this show. And she was like, can I get a photo? And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, they had the translator and her sister. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. But then they kept coming, and it was one after another. And you just, you know, I'm going to go back to it. Tim and James... It wasn't so much as, are you okay with her taking a photo, as it was, it's okay for them to take a photo, right? And that doesn't play well with me. I didn't like that. And you know, Tim and James went there and were like, oh, everyone was looking at us, we're the talk of the town.
It was packaged as, well, this is just part of being a star. This is what you do, and you do it. And she has a great attitude. She never complains about it. She's super sweet to everyone that comes up to her.
Very kind. Very kind. And so, and she also gave as good as she got. Did you, when she goes, they were sat around and she said, you know, another, the producer was like, come on, Tim, come on, James. They're completely interchangeable. Ask her if it's hard when people call her a baby. So one of them goes, oh, is it hard when people call you a baby? By the way, you know, they're supposed to have known her for like how many years, and they're now just asking this. And she goes, she goes, yeah. And then he goes, yeah. So he thought, oh, this is my turn to shine. He goes, oh, it must be like if someone said, is it hard being an old fat man? And Jyoti just responds, yeah, but it's true. And you saw Tim or James, doesn't matter which one, just go, did you see his response though? She goes, when she said it's true, she was laughing and her sister laughed. And he just goes, one word. Oh. Silence. He didn't like it. He didn't like it at all. And I was like, that's what you get, dickhead. I didn't like it. Then we go to bowling. Now I'm going to just talk about the music and you can go into bowling because this was a scene. The music. Okay. I don't know how you missed this, Kate, because you watch it all. You are in on the details. So we've already had, I just want to go back. We had the opening of the episode was gloomy day in Pittsburgh, and it was real upbeat, kind of dance music, didn't fit at all. Then they're going shopping in some suburbia, and it has the lyrics, you made the first move, you took me out all night, we live like we could live forever. Then we go on to bowling. So they've had pizza, they're going I've written the lyrics, I'm trying to remember how it goes. So they go bowling, and you see them entering. And it's this, once again, it's the same, you know, sister Jyoti getting carried, and then two interchangeables. And it is like this hardcore, okay, forgive me. Damn, are we meeting? I'm feeling heated. That's, damn, are we meeting? I'm feeling heated. Calm down, TLC. Calm down. I don't know why it was this overtly sexual, intense music, and they were going bowling. It was horrible. I was so unnerved by it. It was completely out of place. Whoever did the music on this show, someone go on to IMDb, find out who did the music on this, because it's bizarre, whoever
I'm
chose
so
this.
Glad. I'm so glad you wrote down the lyrics, because I didn't catch the lyrics.
Damn, are we meeting? I'm feeling heated. Well, I'm just going bowling in Pittsburgh, so I don't know what you want from me, but that's not exactly what I'm doing. So,
not exactly feeling hot and heated at the
bowling alley. Calm down, TLC. Calm down. Okay. And how did bowling go?
Bowling alleys are the least sexy place, I feel, that you could go on a date. God. And that's what they're trying to set up here is, oh, boy crazy. Stop it. She says, she does say in her interview, I like to flirt. I'll flirt.
She's great.
And so they have this guy.
Hang on. Give me a...
Dalton.
Hang on. Okay. I need a second with this because there is... Did you catch Dalton's last...
What was his last name?
His last name was Straight.
Oh.
Now, the reason I point this out is because when he came over, I was like, this is a PA, as Kate and I discussed many a time with the TLC shows. They're always PAs. This guy right. comes over, and I thought, I'm not really thinking he's a PA. I think he's someone that was sat at the bar in a bowling alley in Pittsburgh, and they said, hey, come over and just film this for us, will you? And... they brought this guy over, and to me, he had, I couldn't tell whether it was Tim or James, because at this point, it's all functional faces. So all of them were the same being. So I thought, is this Tim? Is this James? Is this someone else with the same?
It's
Tames. It's just Tames here. Okay. And obviously, Tim and James are married. And this guy came over, and I was like, it's one of them. And then I realized, oh, it isn't because of the way he's speaking to them. But he definitely had the same energy as Tim or James. Then they cut to him, and his name is Dalton Straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I took pause, Kate. I took pause, and I thought, TLC, are you just fucking with us? Like, at this point, are you just fucking with us? What are you really trying to achieve here?
Dalton Straight Boy.
He's 100% straight. He's definitely straight, because his last name's Straight.
Straight.
Definitely straight. Definitely straight, everyone. And he's definitely flirting with Jyoti.
He's on the straight and narrow.
We definitely didn't just pick him up from the bar. Promise you.
So, well, before Dalton, I forgot to say, she's going to go bowling, but, you know, the ball's heavier. It's heavier than her, I think.
Yeah, she said that, yeah.
And so they end up bringing this, some sort of contraption out where you mm-hmm. can... basically a slide for the ball.
Yeah.
And so she does the bowling. She's having pretty good time. And then she goes to sit down and Dalton kind of waltzes.
Sorry, Dalton. Full
Dalton
name.
Dalton Straight.
Full name,
Dalton
please.
Straight.
Yeah.
He makes a straight line towards her and sits down next to her. And he just turns to her and he goes, have you been to an arcade before?
What's your favorite American food?
What's your favorite food?
It's insulting for someone of Jyoti's level to be spoken to like this and all of this set up. And so Dalton perseveres. Dalton Straight perseveres.
And what else is he saying? Where does the conversation end?
He just keeps going. He's like, oh, you're pretty. And she says, thank you. And then, of course, that's a avenue then for when you go to Jyoti's interview. For you see the translator and the producer asking the translator to ask her. Essentially, it was TLC getting down to, they wanted to know whether she was able to possibly bear children, whether she'd gone through puberty. They asked her that directly.
Does she have sexual feelings,
yeah.
basically, is
yeah.
what they're
because
asking.
That is TLC's game. You know it is. They want to know. They really want to get down to that. And, you know, Jyoti's, she really is innocent by her own choosing. She said... they asked, have you ever kissed a boy or a man? She says, no. And she said, it was really interesting. She said, I wouldn't give them what they wanted because they'll take it and leave or something, right?
I wrote down, she was saying that their lives are too different.
It wouldn't work out.
Well, I didn't catch the part he would leave.
There's many reasons it wouldn't work out with Dalton Straight. But anyway, no, she was talking about, like general sexuality. I mean, she didn't say anything sexual because, like you say, she hadn't even kissed anyone. But she said, I can't remember what the phrasing was. I didn't write it down, but she's like, I wouldn't do anything intimate. That was the word. She goes, you're not going to be intimate with someone. And
right.
because then they... then they leave. You get them and they leave or something, but essentially she just says she's not interested at all.
And she said she doesn't want to live by a man's rules.
loved that with her.
So she wants to be a successful actress and live a fabulous life, you know. Absolutely. That's her goal. And so she doesn't even care about these boys, you know. She's like,
yeah,
that's not my goal in life,
right? And it was all just so set up, and we have to sit through it with him and then touching her bracelet and touching. I didn't like,
oh, you like butterflies?
Oh yeah,
there's butterflies on her bracelet.
Just, she's not an object. Like, the whole, this is what it comes down to. The whole point of this show on the surface was to explore who she is and not to objectify her, and it did mm-hmm. the exact opposite. It yeah. was, let's ask her about if she's been sexual or can be sexual. Let's show her going to shop in a baby store. Like, all of that is just so disgusting. It was so upset watching it. I really was. She deserves better than that.
Yeah, and during all the boy talk and puberty talk, they cut back to the bowling alley, and the narration is like, she can't get a period or have children. And then it cuts to her with this Dalton Strait. Oh, you like butterflies?
Yeah.
It was such a bizarre scene.
It really
to watch.
Was. And speaking of bizarre, we then move on to Dr. Chan. Now, ooh, Dr. Chan. Okay, so we find...
Another actor.
I mean, he was pulled right from central casting. They were like, does anyone own a stethoscope? You can be on a TLC just show.
Bring your own white jacket and stethoscope, and you got the gig. You $250.
Obviously non-union.
Obviously.
Obviously. So they get... They go finally into, you know, her medical issues that she was there in America for. So we obviously went over again, you know, the incident that happened with her father, and that she'd been walking on, I mean, fractured legs, which you can't even begin to imagine how much pain that is for her. And she can only walk about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And you see her going to see Dr. Chan, and she's in the room, and you know, her parents are very protective of sister, and she has a leg brace, so they take it off, and she says, I want the cameras out. And I loved that. Like, she
so did I.
Mm-hmm. I really, like, she had her own authority. She was like, I want them out. So they went out, and then Dr. Chan appeared. Now, I don't know if anyone had told Dr. Chan that he was going to be on national television, because I think if they had, we could have possibly got a haircut or a shave in.
A bit disheveled.
Just a wee bit. Just yep. a wee bit disheveled. And a little bit disorientated. Don't really... I'm not sure if he knew exactly where he was, but you know, he tried. So he comes in, and you see Jyoti's leg, and I think it was very brave of her to expose that, you know, for mm-hmm. cameras. And it was so hard, because it was very her left leg was blue, because there wasn't even oxygen getting there anymore because of her broken mm-hmm. Bones. And it just looked, you know, even Dr. Chan, but I mean, he was from central casting, so we don't know. I mean, we're not going to go by his advice, but he said it must be very painful. And you look and I was in tears at this point. I was in tears because the brave, the courage and the pain that she has to endure on a daily basis from this. And she never she's always smiling. She's always saying yes to everything. She's always trying everything. So that was really hard. And essentially they discussed that, you know, they would be able to help her. And there was a bit of a miscommunication. You don't really know, because of obviously the language barrier, but her parents are quite insistent that the doctors that they took her to and the hospitals they took her to in India, they went, I mean, it's a huge country and they went all over, that they had described it was a hormone issue. And Dr. Chan was saying it was a genetic issue. And so they kind of, you know, were on different paths with that.
He mentions that she could get a blood infection that could potentially be fatal because of how her leg is not getting circulation, right, and it's right, not, you know. So that really scared them. And
yeah,
it's, he's telling them some different information than what they've been told,
yeah,
in India.
Exactly. And you know, Jyoti and the family, they just want to do whatever's best. And Jyoti is understandably very nervous because I think as well, if she doesn't have a lot of knowledge, as anyone kind of in her position wouldn't, about her condition. I think that was essentially what we were seeing here, is that she goes, I don't know if I'd survive going under anesthesia. I don't know what would happen to me. You know, she was talking about alcohol. She's like, I could never take a sip because I don't know what would happen to my body. So there's a lot of unknown for her, which you can understand, which is terrifying. And her family's just like, we want you to have a better quality of life. And I kept thinking, like, I was crying. I mean, I was a mess this week, but I was a mess for a lot of reasons. But I was a mess watching this because I thought about the guilt her father must carry.
I did too.
Oh, and he's so loving and he adores her. And I just thought the guilt he must feel for falling that day and just...
A split second that's affected her whole adult life.
I know. So I'm watching this, and, you know, as I may have mentioned before, I said to Kate, and Kate does the same, like, when we're watching these shows, sometimes they are, you know, seasons long, and they're all 42 minutes. So we're doing always multitasking watching this. But, you know, with Jyoti, especially my love, I love her, and I was watching it, but I was doing something else. And I'm watching this scene, and I'm like, okay, so we're going to kind of find out, she's going to get surgery in America, she's going to go... Suddenly just ends. The episode just ends. They say this and I'm like, so hang on. And I had to like rewind. I was like, did I miss something?
The PA lost the footage.
You know what? I'm actually going to blame Dalton Strait. I think Dalton Strait, after the bowling alley scene, thought, this is my big gig. Can I work for the show? Can I work for TLC? Is there any way I could get in? And they said, you know what, we're always looking for PAs.
Always need PAs.
So Dalton Strait started to work and he fucked it up and he lost the footage, and then the whole season got cancelled. The whole show got cancelled due to Dalton Strait.
Fucking Dalton Strait.
It's all Dalton. So you literally, it goes to black and you start seeing the credits rolling and you're thinking,
Wait. But there is a scene that we skipped over where they're back at the house and she's asking, did you see this part? So they're at the house. No idea how many days it's been since the doctor visit. It's all very unclear. Yeah. They don't tell you. And she's saying to her parents, can we stay here longer? I want to stay here longer.
Oh, yes. You're right. You're right. That did happen.
She says, it's my favorite country. The U.S. is my favorite country because you're in charge of your own destiny. And I want to pursue my acting career and figure out what to do about my legs, you know, basically.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the last we hear. Well, no, it's not the last we hear because it just ends so abruptly.
Because Dalton lost the footage.
Because Dalton fucked up. And deleted the files.
He was too busy talking to other functional faces and just got distracted with the beer at the bowling alley and everything was messed up. Dalton. And so it goes, so you suddenly turn around and it's gone to black. You're like, what? And then you see a webcam footage as the credits are still rolling of Jyoti just saying, my parents really want me to get the operation. I'm scared. We'll see what happens. End of the show.
End of show.
That was it.
Nothing came on the screen saying, oh, this is what ended up happening.
I don't know what to make of it. But so it makes so much sense what you're saying is that they probably thought, we'll shoot this. It will get picked up to a series, which we will then explore everything. And someone must have just... cut it off.
Maybe Jyoti was like, I don't like these bullshit scenes.
Oh, I would love that to be the truth.
That's what I'm hoping, is that she was like, these scenes are so patronizing and I don't want to do this show anymore. And they were like, okay, well, we're gonna make a one-off. And she's like, fine.
Kate, that is what, in the bottom of my heart, I hope happened. I really do. Because you're right, that would be amazing if she took that authority and just went, no. But it, I mean, I don't know. I kept, because I think it's because I was getting it so confused with the, like, other documentaries I'd seen. There was horrendous scenes in the hospital where they're desperately trying to take her blood, but because her veins are so small, it was excruciating for her. That was another documentary. That documentary that I keep referencing that was really, really powerful about her. And I was waiting for that, and I was kind of bracing myself because it's a really, really hard scene to watch while she's in the hospital bed and she's so scared. She was shaking. It was terrible, but it was showing what she had to go through. And then it never came. And I was like, oh, shit, no, they're literally just going to end us with Dalton Strait. And that's it. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I thought I was watching something here, but I guess we're not. Okay. Next show. I mean,
they spent more time at the pizza place, mm-hmm. the bowling alley, and the clothing store than they did talking about her legs.
I know. That's completely
and her
accurate. Completely.
In general.
Yeah, I mean, look at what we've just described and how you can add up the time of it. It was ridiculous. It was like they were there for her medical issues. Stop exploiting her as, like, dressing her up in baby clothes. Like, So, having said that, I know we need to wrap this up. So, I'm just going to say, for me, I was really... Not that you couldn't tell from everything I've just said, but I was...
Tell us what you really thought, Polly.
You know, never been one to be afraid of expressing myself. But I was torn when it came to learning when it came to the rating, because, you know, I wasn't going to give it a zero. Because I learned who Jyoti was in a lot of sense. I learned so much from her. I learned about, like, not from what TLC did, but from her interviews and her talking about how she feels and, you know, the world she lives in. So forget every other player in it, because that was a zero. But I learned so much from her. So I thought I was just going to split it down the middle, and I give it £300 of learning. And that's purely due to just Jyoti's interviews and quotes.
I did 250.
Yeah.
So pretty close.
Yeah.
It's worth watching if you want to be introduced to her and her sunny personality. And
she's amazing. She is
just watch it for her interviews. But be prepared for
a bunch of bullshit.
Cringy scenes.
It's tough to watch. But, you know, Kate had said, you know, what kind of happened to her? Where is she now in her life? Follow her on Instagram, because she is amazing. She does a ton of TikTok videos. She loves singing. She loves performing. She's an actor. She's amazing. She really is.
Content creator.
She is a content creator. Follow her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, follow her on Instagram. She's great. That means it's time for Wheel of Shame.
Let's spin that wheel, baby.
So, Kate, I want to put some fresh air into all of this. So far, we're on our sixth episode. We're going to pick two shows now for our seventh episode, or maybe one if we get a big one, if we get a bigger DAS, if we get a DAS or a Stace. But I feel like we've had like a spectrum. We've spoken about how TLC focuses on three things: giant people, mm-hmm. little people, and morbid obesity. And we've actually covered all three so far.
We have.
We've done £1,000 Sisters. We did, you know, we just covered these two, and then we did My Giant Life was the first episode. So I wanna just get fresh. I wanna do something, hopefully pick something that's completely different. AKA maybe in the 90 Day Fiancé realm. I'm just putting it out there. Or maybe, like, remember when we started on our first episode about things we were looking forward to, like Alaskan women? I was really looking forward to that. So I would like something a little bit fresh, Kate.
That's what I was going to bring up, was the Alaskan women looking for love.
Kate.
I already know I'll be into it.
I'm going to be so into it. So look, let's put it out here. And this is completely random, everyone, by the way. We have something that we spin and it is completely random. I just saw going through, actually, because it's spinning right now. And I see that there's something about Jamie Lynn Spears we even have on here. So there's a ton of stuff. All right. Kate, breath of fresh. Let's get something new. Let's spin that wheel. Okay, I'm spinning. All right.
Okay. Come on. Take a breath. Alaskan Bush one.
All right, our first one for next week. Okay, it is new. It's called... Okay. Don't know what it's about. My Kid's Obsession. My Ooh. Kid's Obsession.
Very intriguing.
Okay. All right. Have you written that down, Kate? Because I always forget these. Okay. My Kid's
Obsession. I'm writing it down.
All right. So that's good. That's a breath of fresh. Let's get another one. Okay. I'll remove that from the Wheel of Shame. My Kid's Obsession. All right. Hopefully it's not like, you know, setting stuff on fire or torturing animals. Okay. Next one. Spin.
It's open.
Yeah, but it is TLC. So, okay, spinning is spinning. Come on. Another fresh. Oh, mama. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. Don't know what that is at all. In Paradise, the Caribbean.
What?
In my, oh, God. It's going to be like a date. I never watch dating shows. It might be like a dating show or something. I don't know. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. Oh, sorry, for the Americans, Caribbean.
Caribbean. I never know. I alternate between the two because I don't know.
We'll do both for our listeners.
Caribbean.
So,
Caribbean.
Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. Interesting. Okay, you know, we asked for a breath of fresh. We got a breath of fresh.
I'm excited to dive in. It almost sounds like a 90-day spin-off, but I don't think it is.
It's not. It's definitely okay. Not. But I have a feeling it might be one of those like dating shows where they're shoved on an island. I don't know.
Awesome.
Which would be great because you know there'll be a bunch of lunatics on there. So, oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? There is stuff like when you think about something like Love Island, right? That's I'm very proud to say that I come from the country that originated in.
So good.
That is on mainstream TV and it's terrible and awful and horrendous. Can you imagine a TLC version of that? I mean, that is really dredging the bottom of the barrel. So
half the PAs, double the cringe.
You know what?
The on PAs, TLC.
You know what? They're just paying the PAs at this point to just be on, in case we need to shove someone else on, in case someone needs to like fall off a raft and like get eaten by a shark, like just get a PA in.
It's probably really good to have on your resume that you're a TLC PA. They're like, oh, you can do it all, I bet.
Exactly. When you don't need to, you could go for, as Kate and I have said before, the highest level that you can get to in reality TV is obviously Bravo. We all know this is Bravo. with Sir Andy. And if I think Sandy Cohen would hire you on the spot if he saw TLC PA, because he knows this person can do it all.
This person has seen some shit.
This person's been
and done
through
some shit.
Hell and come back. He can handle some housewives. It's so good. Okay, so have you written those down? We have those two for next week. Yep. Kate, I hope TLC hasn't scrubbed them from their website.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Well, we'll soon find out. All right, so guys, you must listen along to that. Before we go, we always have to do a little pluggy plug. I'm sorry, that was really insufferable. I mean, I do say a lot of insufferable things on here, but pluggy plug. I mean,
plug.
You know what, guys? Everyone listening, if you think it's bad listening to me, imagine being me and then having to edit all of this listening to me. It's not a pleasant job. No one enjoys it. I just power through for you and for TLC. So All right, let's plug our social... Having said that, let's plug our social media so you can tear us down on there. Our Instagram and TikTok are at Tender Loving Care Pod. So please follow us there and be kind. And on Twitter, it is at TLC Poddy, P-O-D-D-Y. So please give us a follow. Tweet us. Give us your opinion and feedback on the episodes, and especially of all the amazing characters. If you'd like to email us, our email address is tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. That is purely for Piggly Wiggly merch. tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. Please get me some free stuff. And then Kate, you have to do a plug of your amazing other podcast, please.
Yes. So we mentioned Bravo before. If you love Bravo shows and you're always keeping up on the most popular shows that are on, we covered those on my other podcast with my friend Bryce. It's called Mostly Bravo, listed everywhere you can find podcasts. And we're on Instagram at Mostly Bravo. You can find us there.
Perfect. Yeah, subscribe, listen, follow, do all of the good stuff. And then I'm also going to shamelessly plug, you know, if anyone wants to really plug anything on this show, just email us at tenderlovingcarepod, because at this point we'll do dog food, we'll do, you know, whatever we have to do really to survive. I'm gonna plug my Etsy and my, well, you can follow me on my Instagram. My overwhelming love for this junk TV definitely began with Bravo and the whole realm of the Real Housewives. So I created an original line of notebooks and journals that feature all of these beautiful monsters from our numerous Real Housewife franchises. So as a true aficionado of the gals, each housewife journal comes with a list of suggested uses on the back, which speak to the very essence of every individual lady. So if you love the Real Housewives and need, you know, a gift for your friends who also love housewives, or you just want somewhere to scribble, please check out my Instagram page at A Brit in the Sun, A-B-R-I-T in the Sun. Okay, Kate. So...
All right. We did our pluggy plug plugs.
We did a pluggy plug plugs. And I have raged out, you know, and yeah. I will not apologize for my rage. I will not apologize for my rage, because this was, I feel this was justice. Like, I was doing something for social justice rage is what I did this week. And I love Jyoti, and she's amazing. And everyone, please go and follow her. You'll fall madly in love with her.
I'm definitely diving into her TikTok after we get done.
If you go to her Instagram, she puts everything on there. It's so beautiful.
Awesome.
And next week, it's great. I think that the gods of TLC provided us once again. They don't fail us, Kate. They really don't.
They don't.
I mean, they provide us with what we need. You know, we got a load of those, that wedding and birth story and bullshit out. We got it out. Mm-hmm. And now we're just going forward with some great new content.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Yeah, we've got, there is a lot. There is a
lot. Where this came from.
we will be going on for many, many years going through the TLC network.
We're
going
to be in the nursing home.
Still going.
Covering
absolutely
the 50th spinoff.
Absolutely. And there will still be rage, so don't worry about that. All right. All well, right. You have your two shows to listen to. To watch if you want to do that before you tune in next week. Otherwise, have a fantastic week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on all social media, and we shall see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.